Talk about the great catch from Newbar.
Yeah, big catch, timely catch. You know, we McFarland comes in, 8-4 game, got a little traffic, was able to retire the group without them scoring anymore with the big assist from Newbar. You know, big play on Alonzo's ball. Goes back, makes a tremendous play against the wall. You know, somehow that gets down. That's the least likely two runs. So now you're talking about an 8-6 game, runner on second at a minimum. And so, you know, it was a huge play. And then we answered right back and swung the bats well and was able to add on.
Yes, you keep talking about that all week, about adding on. And how good was that to see throughout this three-game series?
It was tremendous. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, first of all, jump out to an early lead, you know, a lot of quality of bats. You know, they're going to push, make their push come back. Lonzo, it's a homer. And then, you know, kept adding on, keep going, especially a day like today. It's always good to add on regardless. But, you know, our bullpen was a little thin today. And so it was huge to get 6 out of Lester. But in the big inning, 2 out of McFarland, especially the fourth, you know, the 6 you alluded to, or the 7th rather. And, you know, it's important to add on. Guys stayed hungry. I loved it.
How was Lester today?
Very good. Always very good. You know, Lonzo got a pitch. He put a swing on. Outside of that, the other run unearned, you know, did give one up, you know, in the 6th with 2 outs. But I thought he was fantastic and gave us everything he had. Was real pro today. Pitched with a lot of guts. You know, all the pitches working, but he got by on stuff and he got by on guts. He was fantastic. Real pro.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Mike, over the last month or so, your club has placed a pretty strict emphasis on winning series, but also saying, you know, it's very hard to sweep a team. A lot of things have to go right. Why do you think the Cardinals were able to sweep the Mets over these 3 games?
You know, a lot of hard-fought games. First game, you know, we were able to – we got great pitching from Waino, tremendous bullpen work. You know, Alex threw a great 8th inning in there with some traffic. To the theme we added on, Willie came in, closed it down. You know, yesterday Woody gave us through 4. You know, fought our tail off, got down. O'Neill, big 2-run homer. We just stayed like we typically do. We stay with it the whole way. You know, they tie it in the 9th yesterday. A-Ray goes out, big 10th. You know, we go out, team effort, Rondon, big knock, Kiz, 2-run single. And then today, right from Jump Street, you know, we were able to score the 5 spot and just keep going. You know, Bader, good swing. Sosa, great swing. Goldie, obviously, Nolan. O'Neill had a good series, and, you know, the pitching was good, and the guys played clean for the most part and did it together.
You mentioned that 5 spot in the first inning. How big of it is it a boost in morale for your club, and how detrimental can it be to your opposing team to win in the fashion you guys did yesterday and then immediately come out and pounce on for 5 runs in the first?
Yeah, it's important. We knew, you know, look, come back, fight, scratch, call. Did it yesterday and come back early right from the get-go, you know, 5 spot. A lot of quality of bats, you know, using the whole field. Mentioned the homers, but also, you know, we used some ground balls the other way, 3 in a row that scored some runs. So we talk about being a very well-rounded team in all facets, offensively, defensively, base running, pitching as well. And it was on display for the, you know, for not only these 3 games for a while now, and that's what we're capable of doing.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Eric?
Mike, to follow up on that, do you think this has been your best stretch of baseball, your best stretch of team-wide, roster-wide? I think the word you use is holistic baseball.
I would say that's accurate. We, you know, listen, it's your definition of what you consider to be good baseball. I mean, you know, I look at it from a fundamental standpoint a lot of times and, you know, playing clean baseball. But, you know, ultimately it's the best baseball is when you're doing it all together. You're getting the hitting, you're consistent at bats, you're getting the quality pitching. You know, went out there, guys threw strikes all night. You know, Andrew Miller came in, threw strikes. You know, some balls found some spots, and we got the ground ball guy in there. But he did his part and threw it, you know, over the plate and made him earn it. So, yeah, it's just about doing it all together at one time. And we've been able to play that good defense, run the bases intelligently, but really just take unmercifully good, consistent at-bats with a lot of guts on the mound and challenging guys and making a lot of quality pitches and give us a chance defensively.
Along those lines was the evening that Edmundo Sosa had. He punctuates it with a home run, not only mixed in there, he had the air. But that run he made in the first inning opens up another run for you by being aware of where the ball's going. And just the I don't know, the exuberance in which he plays, is that something that –
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I think it's a perfect word. So, you know, it explains Sosa. You know, big play in the first. You know, we got some runs on the board, and he actually broke a little early and forced two outs. Went on the swing and didn't take anything for granted. Pop, you know, stayed with him and brought him in. So, but yeah, he's an exuberant guy. He likes to play. He's just, and he's also, you know, he brings the energy, but he's not just he's bringing the energy, but he's also bringing substance with it. He's a smart player. And did a lot of really quality things the whole series, done a lot of quality things a lot of times this season. And, you know, it was an impressive bat late to, you know, he got down the count, battled his tail off and, you know, drove that ball out the right center field. So he's shown a couple instances with some power the other way. So good player, taking advantage of the opportunity and love the exuberance, to borrow your word, Derek, that he plays with.
And then I'll wrap up with this to put those two things together. I mean, in that way, is Sosa somewhat indicative of what you guys have been doing? I mean, look at Adnan late, his home run did. Look at the defense. I mean, he tried to make that play on the dive to second. And there's a lot of what he's doing that is seeping around through the entire team.
I'd agree with that. I mean, I don't, you know, I think we've done a lot of those things well all year, but, you know, he's representative of that mindset of let's keep going, you know, and you can't have enough, man. You got to be hungry. Can't have enough in this game. So he's just a guy that keeps getting it, knows what he's doing and how he's doing it, why he's doing it. And he's been a great resource for the team and a great example to your point of how we want to play.
Thank you.
All right.
I think you guys are going to go into a series this weekend against a team that mathematically is going to be closest to you once you guys start play on Friday. You obviously have that road clear in front of you now. What's that series look like from here on out? And how much can you guys build on the momentum of this week and knowing that you have that clear path now that you guys have earned that with your play over the last little bit here?
Yeah, I don't think anything's going to change. You know, it's we're going to build off of what we did. We feel good about it, obviously. And we'll get back. We'll take a day tomorrow and we'll get ready to play on Friday and look to play good, clean, solid baseball, regardless of part of the game. We're going to, you know, put it all together and go get after it. That's I can promise you that.